This week is the Democratic National Convention week, but it's also a big week to try and get a vote on energy. What would you like Nancy Pelosi to say to her colleagues as she steps up to the podium?
Well, I wish she weren't at the Democrat National Convention. I wish she was with us in the House chamber in Washington, calling Congress back to session and holding a straight up or down vote on exploring for more energy here in America. What we hear is that while she has said we can have a vote, her handlers privately are spreading the word that it will be tied to a poison pill that the American public simply can't accept. So all we're asking for in a democracy is let the American public's will, which supports conservation, renewables, and exploring more, let the American voices be heard in the halls of Congress.
All last week, driving through East Texas, in Houston, everywhere you go, people are telling you stories about how energy prices are just shutting them down.
We're hearing from small businesses, home health care agencies, losing nurses who simply can't afford the gas of driving to see their patients at their home. We're hearing from school districts who are cutting bus routes, losing teachers, even cutting back field trips and tutoring to try to make ends meet because their fuel prices have doubled. And then we've heard from law enforcement struggling. They are often making a choice between more deputies and paying for gas in their tank. Unfortunately, the gas is the immediate need. And so we've got, in real life, strong stories to support the need for more energy. I just wish Speaker Pelosi could hear the same people we're hearing and how hard it is on them.
We're also hearing new timetables for Iraq. What's going to happen there?
The president and the Iraqi leaders are getting very close to a timetable for withdrawal of our troops around the year 2011 for most of them. They're also moving through some smart approaches to move our troops out of the major cities and turn over control to the Iraqis of all 18 regions in that country. All of that is excellent news. It shows the surge has worked. Senator Obama and the other critics were dead wrong about it. And as a result, we're going to be bringing our troops home sooner and safer. We'll be bringing them home in victory as opposed to just the opposite. So I'm very encouraged by the discussions and the fact that they're based on security on the ground, not on what some politicians in Washington want for a timetable.
It's also very positive to see Iraq's oil industry finally getting back up and running to where they were before the Iraq invasion.
Yeah, they've had some tough goes there. The security's been so tough along the pipelines, and the refineries, frankly, are so old. Rebuilding that has been a major challenge. They're now up to where they were prior to Hussein's departure. We think the future there is going to be brighter, and all that's going to help rebuild that country so we don't have to.
And last, as a member of the Social Security Subcommittee for Ways and Means, this latest report on what's happening with the trust fund has got to be alarming to you.
It is. The trust fund basically goes in the red in 2019, but it is already headed that direction. With 77 million baby boomers retiring this year, starting that retirement, it is a tsunami of senior citizens, and at some point is going to crater the Social Security system. So I think Congress ought to act now. It ought to be the high priority for this new president and Congress to find some way, thoughtful way, to preserve Social Security for every generation and to solve it once and for all, not a Band-Aid. Let's look long-term and do it right.
And with these issues out there, it's amazing that this vacation is lasting so long.
Congress ought to be at work, voting to lower energy prices, voting to wean our dependence on foreign oil off, and voting to turn loose the innovation and entrepreneurship of America toward energy, finding more sources here in America and using less energy. We're capable of it.